Proclamation number 8262 of 2nd of September, 1962. The right intercourse with the spiritual world. I will approve of everything that contributes towards light becoming a reality amongst people. Everything that is suitable to reach the truth will meet my approval, and you should only ever know that the truth can only be found when the connection with me is established, for then I myself am also entitled to intervene, which is to be taken into account due to your free will. All beings which stand in the light, thus inhabit my kingdom of light, are also filled with love, and consequently they also stand in the truth themselves and can distribute it, because they only work in my will by the transmission of the light of truth from me, is the epitome of thebetitude. And thus those beings of light will also make use of every opportunity where hearts open in the desire for truth, which they can now fill with the knowledge they receive from me through the constant transmission of love. Contact can therefore be established from the spiritual kingdom to earth when people consciously connect with the spirit world. But there are also beings in the spiritual kingdom who are not yet perfect and therefore still of dark spirit. Yet these beings also try to make themselves known and influence people's thoughts, but in a negative way. They have no truth themselves but want to communicate and transfer their thoughts to people. And now the human being's degree of maturity is decisive as to which beings he grants access to and accepts their thoughts. As much blessing as intercourse with enlightened spiritual beings can bring, so much harm can be caused by immature souls, because people themselves are not capable of judgment when their degree of maturity is still low and therefore they don't know whether the truth is conveyed to them from the spiritual kingdom. This concerns people's attempts to establish a connection with the world of the beyond, who certainly want to know about this world but whose desire for truth is not yet so strong that I myself can protect them from erroneous thoughts and erroneous results on the part of the spiritual world. And therefore it is a great danger to establish such connections, against which you are warned again and again. However, if the desire for truth is the driving force for contact with the world of the beyond, then you humans can also be certain that the world of light will also fulfill your desire, because it is also my will that you should be instructed in truth, and because these beings of light will only ever carry out my will and only convey purest truth to you. You yourselves cannot judge by your own strength which spiritual forces are approaching you. Yet the desire for truth truly protects you from unspiritual influence. And you can believe this assurance on my part. You only have to be critical of yourselves as to whether you are dominated by the desire for truth or whether you only want to acquire knowledge about the conditions in the spiritual kingdom, whether you only want to establish contact with the deceased of whom you will never know the degree of maturity of their souls which have departed from this earth. I will bless all endeavors which let you gain possession of truth. And likewise the messengers of light will protect you from the immature spiritual beings which push them away as soon as they only recognize your serious will which only seeks the truth. And then you will not have to fear any misguidance either, for your prayer to me for the supply of truth will protect you from it. I truly cannot take pleasure in the fact that you humans are spiritually blind and have no desire to become sighted. But neither can I give you an inner light against your will, because you once rejected this light and voluntarily headed towards darkness. But if I recognize that you yourselves suffer from your blindness, that you long for a light, then I'm also immediately willing to let a light shine into your hearts, because then I also know that you recognize me myself in the light and learn to love me. I always and constantly court your love, for my love has always followed you even though you turned away from me. It has pursued you into the abyss and done everything to cause your return to me, which then also brings you the bright light again around your original beginning and your final goal. My love is not withdrawn from you because you emerged from my eternal love and I give up nothing that belongs to me. And therefore I also want you to change your nature into love again in order to then be able to unite me with you and to be and remain united with you for all eternity. And if you yourselves become love again, then you will also walk in the light, you will stand in knowledge again, as in the beginning, and all darkness will have fallen away from you, and you will be immeasurably blissful in the kingdom of light. Amen.